In this bulletin, the early phase of Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout continues across the country. Hotel quarantine remains mandatory for returned travellers, even if they've received a COVID-19 vaccine. And in sport, New Zealand defeats Australia in the opening cricket T20 match in Christchurch. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. The early phases of Australia's Pfizer vaccine rollout are continuing across the country. Border officers and other Tasmanian frontline workers will begin receiving the COVID-19 vaccine today after the first shots in the state were administered in aged care homes. Labor leader Anthony Albanese and Greens leader Adam Bandt will also receive their first dose of the vaccine in Canberra today. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has confirmed hotel quarantine will remain mandatory for all international arrivals, even if they've received a COVID-19 vaccine. The government is considering ways to increase capacity at the Howard Springs quarantine facility in the Northern Territory. Mr. Hunt says despite the vaccination rollout, there are no plans to change quarantine requirements for travellers entering Australia from overseas.
The vaccination won't change the pace at which they come home overseas because the world is looking at that transmissibility advice, and the advice that we have is that for the time being, vaccinated or unvaccinated, people will continue to go through hotel quarantine.
Another woman has made allegations of inappropriate touching against a former Liberal staffer who is at the centre of rape allegations. It comes after three women made sexual assault allegations against the same former staff member. In the latest incident, the woman says she was attacked after a night out drinking with the alleged perpetrator while she was a coalition volunteer for the 2016 election campaign. It comes as former staffer Brittany Higgins is preparing to make a statement to federal police about her alleged rape. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced four separate reviews into the workplace culture at Parliament House, but the Greens are pushing for an independent inquiry into what was known about Ms. Higgins' alleged assault and when. Mr. Morrison has acknowledged Ms. Higgins didn't feel like there was adequate support for her and says he wants to address this issue.
I look forward to the police progressing this matter, Mr. Speaker, and any other matters that may be related to this in terms of any other alleged offences, Mr. Speaker, in relation to this individual. I note these other reports. And Mr.
Member
Speaker,
Barton.
I look forward to the police taking these matters up, as it has always been the ministers who had knowledge of those things at the time who encouraged these matters to be taken forward to the police.
Listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1800 737 732. The Victorian government is establishing a royal commission into Crown Resorts and its suitability to hold a casino licence in Melbourne. The decision follows an inquiry by the New South Wales Gaming Authority, which found Crown Resorts is not fit to run its Sydney casino. Evidence given at the New South Wales inquiry included an admission of money laundering at the Melbourne casino. Consumer Affairs Minister Melissa Horne says the state government sought legal advice in response to the severe findings and chose to act.
We have done that work, and the advice is the strongest possible response to it, which is calling for a royal commission.
Shortly after the announcement, Harold Mitchell announced his resignation from the Crown Board, becoming the fourth director to step down in the wake of the investigation. Overseas, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has set out a plan to end England's COVID-19 lockdown. The first stage will prioritise schools returning on the 8th of March, when only minimal socialising outdoors will be allowed. The so-called roadmap will then pass through four stages with 5 weeks between each step. Mr. Johnson says the final step, when most restrictions will be lifted, won't start until at least the 21st of June.
We cannot persist indefinitely with restrictions that debilitate our economy, our physical and mental well-being, and the life chances of our children. And that is why it is so crucial that this roadmap should be cautious but also irreversible.
To cricket, New Zealand recovered from a slow start to defeat Australia by 53 runs in the opening 2020 match in Christchurch. Devon Conway's 99 not out rescued the Black Caps, who were 2 for 11 when he came out to bat. New Zealand's total of 5 for 184 proved insurmountable, with leg spinner Ish Sodhi claiming 4 for 28. The second match is on Thursday in Dunedin, where Australia will aim to level the score. And now for a look at today's weather. Very hot and sunny in Perth, tops of 38, partly cloudy in Adelaide and much the same in Melbourne, A possible morning shower in Canberra, wind easing in Wollongong, a shower or two in Newcastle and Brisbane, mostly sunny in Cairns, and possible storms in Darwin. This is SBS News. I'm Marcus Megaloconomos.